You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Welcome to the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
Gas prices now, let me give you the stats here. Current average gallon gas, $3.76. Week ago, $3.60. That's a huge story. Month ago, $3.54. Year ago, $4.22. So gas prices have risen 16 cents in a week. And this is the annual summer gouge. It happens every summer. Okay, they gouge you and gouge you and gouge you until Labor Day. That's what they do. But in addition to gas prices, car insurance is up 17% in 1 year in this country. So you get your car insurance renewal, and you got to have car insurance. You have to. It's not optional. 17% rise. And I'm looking at my thing, what? I got a clean record. No accidents, no tickets, whatever. And I'm paying more than 70%. And I'm going, why? So we did some investigation. Here's why. The increase has come because cars have become more advanced in features, all kinds of stuff that are expensive to repair. Well, I got a 2016 Cadillac. My car is the same. Not a new car. So why is my car insurance up 20%? Because they can. Because the state of New York doesn't care how high. You know, remember, these rates are regulated. And home, how about, I got guys coming in now because I canceled my homeowners because they wanted like double it, my home insurance. And I'm not in a floodplain or any of that. I got no claims. And again, that's up crazy. So I'm getting new home insurance and they're coming over to look at the house or something. I don't know. I'll give them some low calorie beverages, whatever they want. But home insurance is up about 5% around the country. Double digit increases in home insurance approved in 31 states. 31 states. Why? Well, climate change. Because of the storms. That's why. Okay. I mean, so you, me, everybody else, the bills get higher and higher and higher. That's Bidenomics, is it not? Bidenomics. But Biden's telling us, yeah, economy's great. It's great. It's the greatest economy here. And I'm going, I don't know. I'm paying more for food, more for gas, more for insurance, more for everything. There isn't anything that's gone down. So I asked my producer, get me somebody who is very smart, smarter than me, and can explain all this. So Dr. Thomas Hogan comes to us from Great Barrington, Massachusetts, in the Berkshires, lovely place. A little crazy left there, but if you can just walk around the woods and hike, you're fine.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Okay, so the Biden administration, the economy, Bidenomics is great. It's the greatest thing. Great, great, great. And then the consumer, every time they turn around, they're paying more for everything. How does that stack, doctor?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. You're right. It is a tough time for American consumers right now. They're seeing prices of everything that they buy going up. And that's, you know, gas prices and food prices and home prices, everything across the board. And so they're facing higher prices, but then they've got all these things coming from the Biden administration, new regulation, new taxes, and a higher debt than ever that Biden's using to spend on all these pet projects for his, you know, political cronies. And so it seems like, you know, Americans are really getting hit from both sides by the higher prices and the terrible policies from the Biden administration.
Okay, so when you hear Biden go out and go, oh, inflation's coming down, which it is on the board. I mean, it's coming down from, I think it was almost 10%. It's down about 5 now, or whatever it may be. Then I'm the greatest president, economic president of all time, because inflation's coming down. But correct me if I'm wrong, Biden himself ignited all the inflation for the first 18 months of his administration, right?
So it's funny because Biden wants to take all of the credit for things that he did not do and accept none of the blame for the things that he did. And so it's a little bit strange. You know, he's saying that, oh, we've seen all this job growth, not even mentioning that we're in this huge recession because of COVID. And so all that job growth is really just a recovery to get us back to normal, you know, and so really has nothing to do with the Biden administration. And then trying to take credit for, you know, prices coming down. Prices were high because of huge inflation, mostly because of the U.S. Federal Reserve, which has finally started raising interest rates to try to get that under control. And again, Biden wants to take credit for this, even though really nothing to do with him at all.
So my posture on this broadcast and others has been, when Biden came into office, the first thing he did was attack the American fuel industry. All right. The gas industry, the heating oil, everything. Attack, attack, regulation after regulation after regulation. Boom, 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 boom. And that immediately raised the price of fuel, which immediately raised the price of food because the truckers had to pay more for gas, and it's always passed on to consumer. And then there was all of these product delays to get the products to market, and they just stack them, stack them, stack them. If Biden had not, and I mean, you're a senior research guy at the American Institute for Economic Research. If Biden had just left it alone when he came in, left the American energy industry alone, as Trump did, would we have all of these higher prices? I know it's speculation, but what's your opinion?
Yeah, you know, I think Biden is being a little bit not totally truthful about the way that he's describing the, you know, energy prices. You know, when he was running for president, he said he wanted to eliminate the fossil fuel industry altogether, and so get rid of oil companies. And then once oil prices were high, he said, oh, we're going to do everything we can. I'm a friend of the energy industry and the oil industry. And, you know, obviously that wasn't true. But I mostly put the high prices and partly high gas and oil prices on the Federal Reserve that's had two expansionary monetary policy that's driven up prices. You know, Biden called this high gas prices Putin's price hike. You remember that?
Yep.
Because of Russia's war with Ukraine that disrupted the oil industry. But if we look at the price of oil, even before that, it had largely gone up. I mean, at the start of 2021 and the beginning of the pandemic recovery, it was about $45 a barrel. And a year later, before Russia invaded Ukraine, it had already doubled to $90 a barrel. And that was a period when prices were going up around the economy because, you know, the Federal Reserve was keeping interest rates low and continuing to buy bonds and pushing up all prices. And so, you know, so I think a lot of that has to do with the bad Fed policy. But certainly Biden's policies of trying to pick on the energy and oil industry in particular, talking about new regulations, is certainly a problem.
Okay, because harvesting of energy in this country under Biden, I think, is about 70%. Of what it was under Trump. And whenever you have 30% less of a product, the product's going to go up. I mean, even I can understand that. Doctor, thanks very much for your expertise. We appreciate it. If you want to check out the doctor, you go to American Institute for Economic Research.
You're listening to the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
So, you know, Glenn Beck, he's been around since the War of 1812, and he's a big internet radio star, worked with me at Fox News for a while. He's the author of a brand new book called Dark Future, Uncovering the Great Reset's Terrifying Next Phase. Big bestseller, this book. So it's about the great narrative when Beck says that very wealthy, powerful people around the world are trying to change the world, in North America and Europe particularly, and they want to run it. These elites want to run the economies of all these nations and fundamentally transform how we live. That's what the book's about. Now, Beck refuses to send me a copy of the book, so I couldn't read the whole book. And even though I send him multiple copies of my book, I didn't get one.
But never here, have you sent me a book. Never have you sent me one of your books.
What you know is you go whoop, like this. Wait, let me do one more setup. One more setup.
All right.
So the book's a big bestseller, and Target won't cover it, won't put it in his store. So Target CEO, this guy named Brian Cornell, lives outside of Minneapolis, and you look him up, and he's a successful business guy, but he is a liberal guy. He gave $2,700 to Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, in her presidential run and re-election run, all that. But it doesn't make any sense. Why would you not stock a bestseller, doesn't matter who the author is, if it's a theory that people should read and consider? I don't know. We called Target. Of course, they didn't respond. And it's Target, of course. Weren't they selling Satan stuff, Beck, or something? What were they doing a few months ago?
This is not new for anybody. Target has been selling, tuck bathing suits during Pride Month for babies. So the babies could tuck because, God forbid, they're a boy. They were selling adult tuck bathing suits for transgender. They were selling Satan things. I mean, it's really out of control. And they took a huge hit. And so in certain states, they removed it, put it in the back of the Target instead of right in the front. And it only happened in certain stores in certain states. So people stop going to Target. Well, that doesn't really work because Target is a very unique store and sells everything. And even my wife complains all the time. I know I can get it at Target. And so a lot of Americans like Target because it has the best of everything and goes deeper than Walmart does. So it wasn't an easy thing for people to choose not to go to Target, but people had had enough. So our book comes out. Let me back up. A few weeks ago, Mark Levin's book comes out. They decide not to carry it. That's fine. Mark points it out. The listeners get upset. They call Target. Target starts to cover it and sell his book. My book, however, is different because what my book is about is exactly what has happened to Target. I don't care if you're a Democrat and you voted for Amy Klobuchar. I think you're a dope for doing it, but I don't mind. I mean, we all disagree on things. The ESG movement and what I talk about in Dark Future, what is actually happening in our corporations, is something entirely different. This is a choice to abandon capitalism, really, truly abandon your buyers, the people that frequent your store, and instead sell the things that help you in the inner circle. And helps you at the bank with ESG, helps the cause of completely transforming a capitalist society into a stakeholder society.
So you think Brian Cornell, the CEO of Target, is one of these elites that have gathered together in the great narrative to change the way America and Europe see the world, conduct economics, all that. You believe that this guy is responsible because it'd have to be him. At that level, he'd have to make no Beck or no Levin or we want Satan. He would have to do that, right?
I don't know anything about him. He has to be involved in the top level decisions. I don't think that goes down to the books, but maybe it does. I don't think so.
Oh, it's a big controversy.
The top level decisions are.
He'd have to know about it.
What
we
are
have
our,
to know about it. Go ahead.
Maybe. I just know that the company and the stakeholders in the company, and that's him included, have decided that their stakeholders, not their shareholders and not their customers, stakeholders,
right,
which include the federal government, the World Economic Forum, the banks, et cetera, that those things that they are pushing for are more important than their customers.
Well, what about Comcast? I mean, look, you've been in the news information business for a long time, and I'm sitting there and I go, NBC Nightly News doesn't even mention the Devin Archer testimony. I mean, are they, Comcast, NBC, in the middle of this thing?
I think all major corporations are in the middle of this. I hate to say it, but I think Fox, our former alma mater, has even gone down this road. They see no way out because it is truly the most powerful banks and insurance companies and government officials. You want to cross them, go ahead, cross them. But you will have a very tough time. The only one that is crossing them that has survived is Elon Musk. But look at what they're doing to Elon Musk. Now they're saying because of EPA, you can't fire your rocket over Texas. Excuse me? Where did that come from? Who made that rule? Is Florida exempt? Or are you going to say that about Florida too and move the Space Center someplace else? They are directly trying to take Elon Musk down because he won't play their, you know, their New World Order game.
All right, let's go to motivation. So most of us believe that you run a major corporation. You want to make as much money as you can. You've got a board of directors, and a lot of times those boards, that's what happened at Fox. Those board of directors changed, management changed, and they go wherever they want to go. But what is, when you're just talking profit center, okay, money coming into the corporation, the great narrative goes against that because it restricts the freedom of people, mm-hmm. all right, restricts their mm-hmm. income, restricts all of that. So what is in it for these corporate chieftains that meet in Davos and recently in Idaho? What is in it for them to be forcing this stuff?
So, Bill, there is a movement. It's all in the book, Dark Future, and it explains it clearly. There is a great change coming. We are in now what's called the fourth industrial revolution. All of the change from the first industrial revolution to the third, so all the way from, 1760 or 1770, all the way till about 2020, all of that change is going to happen now between 2020 and 2035. That kind of an impact just because of technology. So the governments through the World Economic Forum and the corporations have gotten together and said, okay, how do we protect what we have? And they've decided that capitalism is a thing of the past. They have decided that they know what's better. They just need to take control of how you spend your money, where you spend your money, the narrative, and silence those who disagree with them.
All right, so it's a consolidation of economic power into the hands of what you call the elite, because they don't believe that the capitalist system can survive under the new technological arrangements that we're going to have. Do I have it?
It's 21st century fascism. That's what it is. It is a public-private partnership. That's what it is.
And there are no good guys, Beck? You didn't find anybody who's pushing against this?
Vivek Ramaswamy is probably one of the biggest guys pushing against it. He gets it 100%. He started a trading fund that went and was trading, not on ESG scores. There are companies out there, but they are not major corporations. There are no major banks that are going against this. They are all in. It is really the American people, the individual, Democrat, Republican, Independent. It's not just here. It is everywhere in the world, on the Western world. And it is a great reset. It is a great reshaping of everything and the world as you know it. The scariest thing I heard today was that they're still talking and trying to push Biden into a climate emergency and have him issue an executive order which declares the climate a national emergency, which would give him all kinds of unrestrained power all the things he can't get through Congress.
He's not going to do that because that would doom.
I hope so.
That would doom the left. All right, Beck, your book, certainly Dark Future, Uncovering the Great Research, Terrifying Exchange, should be sold everywhere. This is what a free society does. You can consider Beck's book and agree or disagree, and that's the way we've always had it. And I'm going to tell all the witches, Beck, you know, Killing the Witches, my book coming out. We've sent you already two copies, September. The witches are going to be on your side. We're going to get you, all of those people on your side. They're going to help out. They don't want the new narrative then.
I prefer they stay with you.
And they would probably prefer that as well. Okay. All right, yes, Beck, we'll see you on the radio.
Thank you.
Here's a gem from the No Spin News Vault.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
This tabloid story about accusations now is taken on hysteria, as we discussed yesterday. I wanted to talk to two talk radio guys who have to deal with this, and here they are, Bernard McGuirk and Sid Rosenberg, hosts of the Bernie and Sid Show. That makes sense. Bernard McGuirk and Sid Rosenberg, Bernie and Sid
Very
Show.
Creative. BS.
Okay. 77 WABC Radio here in New York City, is weekdays 9 and noon. So what I want to ask you guys, when you get calls on this subject, and this is just talk radio heaven, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is.
You can do
it. It's crack talk radio. It's crack talk radio.
Right.
Yes.
You know, people, they want to vent. They want to talk about.
Yes.
But they don't really know anything as far as if a person like John Conyers says, hey, I didn't do it. They don't know whether John Conyers did it or not.
No.
Right.
Okay.
No.
So when you're fielding calls, Sid, what tone are you starting to hear time after time?
It's a political thing, right? So if you're a conservative, if you're a Republican, it doesn't matter what you know or don't know about John Conyers, he's a bad guy. Same thing with Al Franken. On the other side, Roy Moore, he's the bad guy. So without any information, even without a dialogue from me and Bernie, the callers call up, they're on a certain political side, and the guy on the other side,
guilty.
He's host. Guilty.
Guilty.
Right. Guilty.
All right.
Done.
And by the way, I'm no different. I'm the same exact person.
But you do.
That's my point of view.
Don't you feel bad?
No, I do. I try to be impartial sometimes. But
you don't have to be impartial, though. This is what I do on these things. All right. I take it as far as the facts.
Yes.
I said this morning on a Washington, D.C. radio station, I would not vote for Roy Moore.
Right.
I wouldn't vote for him.
Right.
All right. Now, I don't know what Roy Moore did or did not do. I'm looking at the overall presentation of Judge Moore.
Exactly.
And to me, if I lived in Alabama, it's not good enough.
But this is my opinion, and this is where maybe I'm rationalizing a little because I take that side. It was a media hit job, a Washington Post hit job, and the voters are reacting to that, a backlash to that. In other words, had they released this information before the primary, the voters could have made an intelligent choice. They would have had Luther Strange, and they know that. Instead, they will manipulate it, and they're going to have a Democrat, perhaps because of the Washington Post, and they're saying, we're not going to have that.
But the polls now say that Moore is ahead by five
right.
points.
Yeah. Right.
But I think there's a bigger issue here. If the Washington Post had a more stable reputation as being fair,
right,
had it been a Wall Street Journal that broke this story, for example, the voters may be a little bit more inclined.
You're right. The Washington Post and the New York Times both have a bad reputation. I'll tell you the one guy, Bill, that it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. They were doing the Macarena in the streets. We were doing the worm naked on the floor in the studio. Right. Matt Lauer.
Why?
We had Republicans and Democrats.
Okay. So why the disdain for Mr. Lauer? Why?
Because we're bad guys.
Seriously,
look, he's one of these liberal icons who's morally superior. He's a moral conscience. He's a champion of women's rights. All this nonsense that he puts forth. He looks down his nose at people, and he's very judgmental.
Your perception of him is he's a hypocrite.
He's judgmental. That's exactly why we're like, you know.
Yeah. The callers, though, in New York City. WABC isn't known for to be a right-wing or left-wing station.
No, I would say that it is, and it's mostly right-wing.
It leans right.
Yes.
It does?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you have Savage in the afternoon.
Right.
Imus will bash anybody in the morning, right?
Yes.
And you guys are all over the place.
That's right.
So the conservative callers, they don't like Lauer because they perceive him to be a champion of the liberal cause.
That's right.
Right, exactly.
But let me point this out. Hillary Clinton's people hate Lauer, him, and celebrated his demise. Hillary Clinton's people, because she, they thought, gave Trump a pass and was too tough on Hillary.
But the bigger picture is these people were the ones who, when it was the Clintons, they dismissed, for example, NBC. They were the same people who sat on the Juanita Broderick interview back in during the impeachment hearings, and they remember that sort of stuff.
The Ron Farrow stuff, all this stuff about Harvey Weinstein.
They squashed that.
NBC had
NBC
that.
NBC is now in the eye of the storm.
That's right.
Not just Lauer, the whole structure.
I would go from Andy Lack to Phil Griffin.
These are executives at NBC.
Right.
The overall, though, is that we're living in a country where you can be convicted by a headline.
That's right.
That's
okay. You guys both understand.
And by the way, our monologue, if we come on in the afternoon or morning and we lean one way or the other because our fans tend to like us, we change minds. We may very well take a guy who thinks that this guy's not a bad guy, and by 9:30, he's a horrible guy.
Well, that's good. At least people are listening with an open mind.
Right. Yeah.
Because people have to understand now that what the press is doing is whipping this into a frenzy. All right. And there's really nobody safe. There really isn't any. And next year, when you, in the congressional races and everything like that, as they just said with Donald Trump, he better get ready. All right, they're coming for him. But in the congressional races next year, the Senate and the House, this stuff's going to be every week, every day. He did this. He did that. This candidate did this. This candidate did that. You wait and see.
It's morphing.
This is the big gun.
It's a witch hunt. You're right about that. And yes, Trump will be in the crosshairs as well. But then again, he always has been.
But it's going to get.
Since he won the nomination.
This is going to be epic, the kids say.
Okay, but the question then becomes, Bill, if everybody else kind of begs out, Conyers, you say, is going to be done. Franken is going to be done. Everybody gets done. Trump's not going to be done. So when all this comes flying at him, what does it really mean? He's not going to be done.
It depends how Trump himself handles it, all right? Because you say that he's not going to be done, but in the court of public opinion, he's got the press lined up against him. It's 80-20.
He does, but the people see through it now.
It's going to be like Roy Moore. I'm going to predict soon that I think Moore is going to win in Alabama.
Probably.
I think he's going to win.
And then if the Senate removes him, the Alabama governor
gets to appoint
a Republican,
guy.
So Trump wins
a
on that.
Guy.
The strategy
and Trump knows that. All right, Bernie and Sid, 77 WABC Radio.
It's fantastic.
We hope you guys will come back, and we really appreciate you going helping us out.
Now,
we're
going to
take a commercial, 30 seconds only, because these guys have to be wheeled out. They're older than they look. There's little chairs over there. We got to get them out, all right?
Thank you for listening to the No Spin News Weekend Edition. To watch the full episodes of the No Spin News, visit BillO'Reilly.com and sign up to become a premium or concierge member. That's BillO'Reilly.com. Sign